Boker Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Yitro. So obviously this is one of the three Shabbatot in the year that we read the Aseret HaDibirot B'Tzibur. Three. Parashat Yitro, Parashat Vayetchanan, and Chag HaShavuot. Well, I shouldn't have said Shabbatot, but three times of the year where we're reading Aseret HaDibirot B'Rabim. Yeah, well, the Gemara does say that. Anyway. So they're always during these Shabbatot and Yamim Tovim when we read Aseret HaDibirot, there's always a great debate, as you can probably see from the title, and it's like a debate that the poskim, there's a lot of ink spilled on this debate, and some people even take it personally. So I want to just, I'm not taking a position here, just putting the information out there, and obviously just like anything else. And everybody has to consult with their own Rav and their own Manhigim and their own Zeh. And Manhigim or Minhagim? Yeah, kol echad. Da'azeh shelo. Elu ve'elu. Divrei Elohim chayim. So, yeah, so let's just talk. You know, we'll speak about, it's always good to come prepared. So I want to share with you some of what I dug up on the sugya here. So first of all, as Matt will tell you, the Gemara in Masechet Berachot, Daf Yud Bet Amud Aleph. Yeah, the Gemara says like this. Here we go. Let me read it to you. Yeah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Af Pigvulin Bichshu Likrot Ken, Ela Shekvar Bitelum Mipnei Teraomet Aminim. Which means that the Chachamim wanted to institute reading Aseret HaDibarot, the Ten Commandments, every single day. Ten Commandments is a very important thing. All the Yisodot of the Emunah and all the Yisodot of the Torah are in there. And we wanted, the Chachamim wanted to, so to speak, have us relive Aseret HaDibarot every day by reading it. However, the Chachamim thought better of it. They kind of nixed that idea. Why? Because Ta'arom et HaMinim. You know, you don't need to give more ammunition to the Minim, to all sorts of heretics and whatever. Heretics say, oh, Ten Commandments. What about the rest of the Torah? Yeah, what about the rest of the Torah? They say, no, Chas v'Shalom Chalila, only the Ten Commandments are important. So because the Chachamim didn't want to give extra fodder for the, you know, for the nonsense of heretics, so they said, no reading. They did not institute reading Aseret HaDibirot every day. Indeed, the Rashba, in Chilek Aleph of his Teshuvot Siman Kuf Bedalet, he was asked this question, whether or not there was a certain Bet Knesset that wanted to institute reading Aseret HaDibirot every day by Shacharit. No, even not. Just reading it. And he wrote over there, he writes B'Firush, that not only is it not a good idea, but it's Asur. As you see from this Gemara, that the Chachamim were Mevatel, they abolished reading this idea of reading Aseret HaDibirot every day because of Ta'arom et HaMinim, the Minim would make problems. And he said, yeah, and that's what he says, even though there's a Gemara, the Gemara says in Masechet Tamid, oh, that would be better. That's very good. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you. So the Gemara says in Masechet Tamid that in the Beit HaMikdash, very interesting thing. What was the Seder HaTfilah in Beit HaMikdash? You know, the Kohanim didn't pray regularly because they had to do Avodah. So they had an abridged version of Tfilah. Your kind of Minyan, Mikey. The Kohanim prayed abridged. What was the Seder HaTfilah of the Kohanim in Beit HaMikdash? The Gemara says, Amar lehem ha-memuneh, barchu bracha achad, ben birchu, bekaru aseret ha-dibirot, shema, ve'aya im shamoa. In Beit HaMikdash, they read Birkot Kriyat Shema, Aseret ha-dibirot, Shema be'ayim shamoa. That was their Birkot Kriyat Shema, which means in Beit HaMikdash, Aseret HaDibirot was part of the Seder HaTfilah. So the Rashba answers, that's history. What was in Beit HaMikdash, Nigmar. But you see in the Gemara, the Chachamim were mevatel the recitation of Aseret HaDibirot every day because of the Minim, and that was a big thing. Indeed, in the very beginning of Tur, Or HaChaim Siman Aleph, the Tur brings down that it is Nahug, it's good to say V'tov Lomar, Parashat. Every day, a person should say, "V'tov lomar parashat ha'akedah, va'aseret ha'dibirot, u'parashat ha'man." So, parashat ha'akedah, we know why. To be mazkir, zechuto shel Avraham Yitzhak.
Yeah, parashat Aman, Emunah. What about Aser Tediberot? Yesodot Emunah, v'chule. Okay. Fracked a bit Yosef on the spot. Says, I understand. Doesn't the Gemara say Tano Mitaminin? He brings Shuvat HaRashba. Doesn't the Rashba say that it's Asur to read Aser Tediberot every day? So he says, how can the Tur say it's good to? Answers the Bet Yosef, must be that the Rashba and the Gemara are only talking about Betzibur. The Tur who says that it's good to say Aser Tediberot every day is talking about Biachid, quietly to yourself. Be'emet, kach nifsak b'Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch brings down. Read it to you. Siman Aleph. Mikey, first Siman of Shulchan Aruch. Huh? Yeah. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Siman Aleph Sa'ifeh. Tov, yeah, תקשיב. Tov lomar, פרשת העקידה, ופרשת המן, ועשרת הדיברות, ופרשת עולה, ומנחה, ושלמים, וחטאת, ואשם. All these things are good to do. Now, באמת, we don't do, some of these things we do, באמת. Yeah, פרשת העקידה is part of the תפילה. Other things we say, פרשת התמיד. The פרשת, the other קורבנות, we don't really say the other פרשיות of the קורבנות, but we do say the משניות of those קורבנות. Yeah? פרשת המן, some do after the תפילה. Remember, we're going to come back to this, okay? The Birkei Yosef on the spot, Manan Achida, quotes the Ari HaKadosh, the Shaar HaKavanot, who says that although, now when you see the Shulchan Aruch that says that it's good to say Aser Tediberot every day, what's he talking about? Based on what he said in Bet Yosef, only Biachid. To say Betzibur is Asur, to say Biachid is Tov. Kach Pasak Manan. In Shaar HaKavanot, the Ari HaKadosh quoted by the Birkei Yosef says, Ari HaKadosh says, it's not good to say Parashat Aseret HaDiberot every day, afilu biyachid. V'chin minagenu, we do not, we make a thing not to say Aseret HaDiberot every day, afilu biyachid. So, now, no pitchon pe. The Ta'arom et Aminim, I get, first of all, piyasod, and second of all, Ta'arom et Aminim was a very, if the Chachamim wanted to put it in Seder HaTfilah, and they abolished it, apparently the Minim situation was very bad. Now, there's a famous Tshuvat HaRambam. Okay? The Tshuvat HaRambam, you have to understand, Tshuvot of the Rambam weren't printed until approximately very, a few hundred, 100, 150 years. So, in Mahadurat Yerushalayim of Tshuvot HaRambam, there's a few Mahadurot. No, that's Pe'er Adom. That's a different set of, the Rambam had a lot of sets of Tshuvot. This is called Tshuvot HaRambam, Mahadurat Yerushalayim. Siman Mem Dalet. Siman Mem Vav, I'm sorry. He has a whole Zach over there. So he writes, there was once a Shaila, two Chachamim, had a Vikuach, they had a debate between themselves, and they said, okay, yeah, but, he says, Ketuv HaShlishi is the Rambam. They're following Shaila to the Rambam. Ma Shaila? The first Chacham said they wanted to read. This was, I guess, one of these parashiyot where they read a set of the Birot, maybe a Chag HaShavuot, whatever. And they asked, one Chacham said that you shouldn't be standing up during a set of the Kahal, should not rise to their feet, on their feet for a set of the Birot, because of exactly what the Gemara speaks about of Ta'arom et Aminim. Now, although Ta'arom et Aminim over there is because of saying it, but the point is, you see from the Gemara, giving any extra Chashivut to a set of the Birot versus any other portion of the Torah gives ammunition to the meaning. So by the tzibur standing up for Aseret HaDiberot, he says what? You shouldn't do it. That was one Chacham. The other Chacham said, no, you should stand up. And the minhag is that in Bavel, apparently at the time, in Bavel, Chachme Bavel, or in the times of the Geonim, they would stand up. What they did by the Geonim, what they did in Bavel, ze, you know, kol divrehem shel Geonim divrei Kabbalah. The first Chacham answered back, no. The reason why they stood up in Babel is you misunderstood. The reason why they stood up is because the Gaon, which is the Rosh Hashiva, he got the Aliyah. And they stood up for him. Not because of Aseret, they stood up for him. So you misunderstood the whole matzav over there. They sent this Vikuach to the Rambam and they said, Rambam, you be Machriya. And the Rambam said that the Chacham Rishon is Tzadik. The first Chacham that said not to stand up is Tzadik. And then the Rambam goes through a whole long tirade over there, which is actually, this is quoted by the Maharikash and Al-Nishem and other Acharonim, but the Rambam goes into a tirade of the Minim, especially in the Rambam's time. He was dealing with a lot of Kfira,
and a lot of whatever. So he goes fire and brimstone. Apparently, the Rambam and these other poskim understood anytime you give any special credence, any more importance to Aseret HaDibirot, that gives it to Aron HaTamim. Because this is the Minim's thing. What's their Shita? The Ten Commandments, right? Ten Commandments. That's their thing. So we don't need to give them any more ammunition. Therefore, says the Rambam, and the Rambam says a very sharp Lashon. I want to read it to you. This was all written in Arabic, by the way. The Rambam, besides from Mishneh Torah, he wrote everything in Arabic. But everything he wrote, besides from Mishneh Torah, he wrote in Judeo-Arabic. What's Judeo-Arabic? The language was Arabic, but he wrote it in Hebrew letters. Yeah, that's how he wrote it. Yeah, I don't have personally, but I have copies of Kitvei Yad and how the Rambam wrote in Judeo-Arabic. So it's a very interesting thing. It's Hebrew script, writing Hebrew letters for Arabic language. That's how he wrote. Anyway, so he writes over here, what about the fact that they did in Babel? So it's very interesting. Listen to what he said. שאנשי בבל נוהגים לעמוד בעת קריאת עשרת הדיברות, אין טענה זו כלום, לפי שאם נראה אנשים בריאים וחולים, לא נחילה אנחנו את הבריאים כדי שיהיו שווים לחולים, אלא נשתדל להברות את החולים להשבותם לבריאים. Says the Rambam, if you have healthy and sick people, so what do you want to do? What do you do when you have healthy and sick? Do you make the healthy people sick, or do you try to make the sick people healthy? Says just because they're doing the wrong thing, that basically he's saying two wrongs don't make a right. That's what the Rambam says. Even he's getting investigated now. You heard that? Oh, Baruch Hashem. Now he's getting investigated for killing, how many is it? 14,000, 16,000?
Oh, the older SDO, so that's what they're getting
investigated. Yeah, 8,000. 8,000 lives. Like potato chips. Anyway, Bekitzur, Rabotai, listen. So it's very clear from the Rambam, the Rambam was very vehemently against this minhag of standing up during Aseret HaDibirot. Why? Because of Ta'arom et Aminim. So, this quote in the Halakha by the Marikash in his Shelot Utshuvot HaOleshem, Rabbi Yaakov Kastro, was Talmid of the Radbaz, Ben Dorosh and Maran. Okay. Nevertheless, as Mikey will tell you, there are a great many number of Acharonim that are mekayim, that do support the minhag for standing up during Aseret HaDibirot. I'll give you a list. Some. The Shelot Utshuvot Dvar Shmuel, Rabbeinu Shmuel Abohar, one of the foremost poskei, one of the Gdol HaDor in Italy during the 1600s. See? Huh? Acharon. 1600s already Acharon. So he writes to Bimiyashev, the minhag in Italy, was to stand up, right now machete thing, but like, yeah, that was the idea of it. They did it. They stood up during Aseret HaDibirot. And he says, he's miyashev minhag. Says, what about Tar'omet Aminim? Says that the Dvar Shmuel, a very interesting svar over here. He says, everybody understands that no one's standing up to give extra special credence to Aseret HaDibirot over other parts of the Torah. Rather what? Why are they standing up? Im kavod to the Torah. נעשה את הדיברות, ובאו כולם בבלתי אחד, נעשה ונשמע, ויחן שם ישראל נגד ההר, everybody stood, yeah, everybody was standing next to that, so like to reminisce how the Torah was given, to give honor to Matan Torah, that's why people stand. And he brings it ayah, the Gemara says, מסכת סנהדרין דף מ"ב, we say it once a month, by ברכת הלבנה, yeah, תנא דבי רבי ישמעאל, אלמלא לא זכו בני ישראל להקביל את פני אביהם שבשמיים, אלא פעם אחות בחודש, דיין. אמר רבייה, ולכך, נמינו מעומר, which means the Torah, the Gemara says, ברכת הלבנה, besides for saying the ברכה, a person is זוכה, it's considered what? לקבל פני השכינה? It's, yeah. So what does the Torah say? What does the Gemara say? It says, if a person is greeting a Kadosh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara, says רבייה, since ברכת הלבנה is like greeting a Kadosh Baruch Hu, how must it be said? Standing. It's the same thing over here. It's like we're greeting a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're going towards him for Matan Torah. Yeah, reliving the experience. Therefore, what? Kav Yachol, you say it's standing. And he says, especially based on the there's a shaylot kutuvot Maharshal siman samach dalet. Maharshal writes he understands the Gemara. Now this is very very controversial, but the Maharshal writes himself in his tshuvot that when the Gemara says that the Chachamim did not allow Aseret HaDibarot to be read every day b'tzibur because of Taharomet HaMinim, that's only like in the Beit HaMikdash. In Beit HaMikdash, Rabotai, where was Aseret HaDibarot read as part of what I told you? Birkot Kriyat Shema. Only when it's within the context of Kriyat Shema Birkoteha is it Asur. Otherwise, says the Maharshal, Afilu b'tzibur, Mutar. Many, many, many poskim disagree with the Maharshal. Most acharonim, the Bechor Shor, Bet Yaakov, especially based on the Rashba. The Rashba, the Tshuvat HaRashba that we said before, does it make a difference where it is? Said Asur, he didn't mention Kriyat Shema. They use this Rashba as to dinzach, to argue on the Maharshal. But at least Chazen Yitzterufe, the Maharshal, he says, only be Birkot Kriyat Shema. Therefore, says the Dvar Shmuel, Zemutar. Bet Yaakov, Shelot Tshuvat Bet Yaakov says something very similar. And it's to what the Dvar Shmuel says. He also says the Minhag was to stand up. Why? That just like Am Yisrael were Nitzavim, right? Vayitzavu betachtitah. They stood at the foot of the mountain, not at the foot. The Gemara says it wasn't only at the foot of the mountain, it was really under the mountain. Shamtek Uratchem, whatever the whole situation, Shabbat Daf Pechet. But anyway, he says over there, since we're just doing it to relive the Ma'amad Har Sinai, the way we got the Torah, Be'ema, Be'ira, Be'irte, Tutziya, so it's appropriate to stand up. But based on this, the Beit Yaakov says something very interesting. How many times a year do we read Aseret HaDibarot, the Kriyat HaTorah?
Three.
Yeah? Yitro, Shavuot, Vayit Hanan. Based on this, he said it would only be appropriate to stand up only on Chag HaShavuot. Only on Yom Matan Torah, because it's the day. But he says, based on this, don't stand up, Yitro and Vayit Hanan. Because there's no shaykhis to the day. That's a shita. Okay? Now, there is something very interesting. These are poskei Ashkenaz. Even though the Dvar Shmuel is not really Ashkenazi, but you know, it was Italian. Rabbeinu Yehuda Ayash, in his Bet Yehuda, he also speaks about this. His Matei Yehuda, I'm sorry, in Siman Aleph. It's a Perush on Shulchan Aruch. Rabbeinu Yehuda Ayash was Migdole Poskei from Ahmadiyya, which is a famous city in Algeria. He was one of the greatest. He was Abedin and the Rav Rashi of Algeria in the 1700s. Matei Yehuda, one of the foremost Poskei Sfarad. He writes also to defend the minhag of standing up during Aseret HaDibarot, during Kriyat HaTorah. And he says why. He says, although the Gemara says that you're not allowed to give any credence to Aseret HaDibarot because of Taharomet HaMinim, there's a Baraita in Masechet Sofrim. What does it say? Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Our minhag nowadays by Kriyat HaTorah is not like it was in the times of Chazal. In the times of Chazal, how many olim would make Birkot HaTorah? Bizman Chazal, the Gemara says Masechet Megillah, the Kohen would make the beginning bracha Asher Bachar Banu, and then the Maftir would make the last one. What about everybody in the middle? No bracha, they would be covered by first and last. Our minhag is everybody makes first and last. Okay, beseder, before and after. There was another minhag, apparently, that no Kriyat HaTorah had any brachot, besides for three. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, en lecha ta'un bracha lefanav ulacharav, ela shirat hayam va'aseret hadiberot uklalot shebemishne Torah. Only three Kriyat HaTorah of the whole year. Shirat hayam, it's in Sofrim. Masechet Sofrim, which is Masechet Ktana. It's like a baraita. So you can find that if you have a shas with Avodah Zarah. Yeah? Avodah Zarah and Sanhedrin, Avodah Zarah and Morayot. In the back, you'll find all the Masechet Ktanot. Sofrim, Smachot, Avodah Rabbi Natan. Everything's in the back of it. So it says over there that the only three Kriyot HaTorah that require Brachot because of Chashimutan, Shirat Hayam, Aseret HaDibarot, and the Tochachot. Parashat Kitavo. Hey, wait a second. I thought we don't give, says Maria Ayash, I thought we don't give any special credence. So if you're giving a credence, comes the Maran Achida has a perush on Masechet Sofrim called Kisir HaChamim.
Yeah, no pun intended. Anyway, he was the first kisser. See, he writes over there. I thought you don't give chashivut. Listen to what he says. He says,
"Hoil v'korim otam bichlal haparasha shekorim bechol Shabbat, en lachush letaromet aminim, shere yadu alakol sheyesh la'asot zech le'ma'amad har Sinai, va'aseret hadiberot nichtevu belochot v'hem yesodei haTorah."
He says, everybody understands that aseret hadiberot, not that they're more important, but they're special. Why are they special? Aseret hadiberot includes within it all 613 mitzvot. Yet Rav Saadia don't explain. All 613 mitzvot are hinted in aseret hadiberot. Plus, says Maran Chida, are on those during those times, Shabbat and Shabbatot of Yitron and Vayit Hanan and Chag HaShavuot, are you reading only aseret hadiberot? Ma pitom. You're reading it with what? With the rest of the parasha. So everybody understands that there's no special chashivut of these things. And therefore says Maran Achida, ze beseder. Same thing over here, says Maria Ayas. That's why it's okay to stand also. Everybody sees you're reading parasha before, after. Everybody understands that.
You're not standing for the parasha before or after. Stop standing for this parasha.
Oh, so that's a question that Maran Achida himself, I want to read to you. The Chida doubles down on this in his Sefer Tov Ein, which is brings all sorts of inyanim in Tov Ein. It's written by inyanim, and over there he speaks about aseret hadiberot also, and he says if the kahal has a minhag to stand up, it's okay based on what I said in Kiser HaChamim. Chida had 70 plus svarim, and so it was Gaon Adir. So he writes over there that based on what I said, that since you stand up for there and you're reading the whole parasha, it's not a bai. Now, the Shalmei Tzibur, which was written by a friend of a father of Maran Achida's friend, a childhood friend of Maran Achida, was one of the Rishonim Litzion, a Gaon Rabbi Yom Tov Elgazi, Marit Elgazi. Okay, he was also the Rosh Hashiva of Mekubalim Bet El. That was his friend, Maran Achida's friend. They went on adventures together. It's very interesting. I told you the story of the Palador,
the finger,
the herb with the yeah. So the Chida took it. And Marit Elgazi, his mother didn't let him. That was, I don't know if the Chida's mother let him. I just think he didn't tell his mom. Anyway, Bekitzur, it was a long story. His father, Marit Elgazi's father, was the Shalmei Tzibur. Rabbi, Agaon Rabbi Israel Yaakov Elgazi. Also, Rishon Lezion. Also, Rosh Hashivat Mekubalim Bet El.
Wow.
Yeah, Gaon Mekubal Atzum. So he writes in the Shalmei Tzibur about this minhag of standing up for Aseret HaDiberot. And he says, I don't think it's appropriate for the whole kahal. Yeah, I don't think it's appropriate for the whole kahal. Why? Because of ta'arum et amin. But if most of the kahal is sitting and only a few yechidim stand up, I think it's okay. So says the Shalmei Tzibur. That's what he says. Maran Achida takes that to task, and he doesn't really appreciate that so much. He says, I don't understand what you're saying, says Maran Achida. He says in David Amit, ulfi mash katavti b'machazik bracha. What, you remember Machazik Beracha, the Bir Yosef writes over there, B'Shem Ariya Kadosh. What does the Ariya Kadosh say about saying, just reading the Aseret HaDiberot every day? What did I tell you before about the Shara Kavanot? What did he say? Even B'Yachid you shouldn't do. So if you see that with regards to reading, just reading it every day, the Ariya Kadosh is not Mechalek between Tzibur and Yachid, he says you shouldn't do it. What about standing up? Same thing. Either Yachid or Tzibur shouldn't do it. Which means you see the Chida himself, although he was miyashem the minhag before, what did Chida himself feel about standing up for Aseret HaDiberot? Should not. Now.
But what place he was miyashem the minhag and what place he was...
You see what he holds versus what? Oh, and now there's another question. So, and what we said before, what did we say before? B'Shem Chida, you're reading with other portions of the parasha. That's not such a good time. Why? Bishlama, according to minhag Ashkenaz, Kedat Rama, in Siman Kuf Membav, by Ashkenazim in general, they stand up for the entire Kriyat HaTorah. Kach pasak anama b'shem agaot Mordechi and others. Beseder. That's minhagish. Huh? So there's different minhagi Ashkenazim.
Even among the Thursday.
Yeah. The Leda'at Rama, you're supposed to be standing for the entire Kriyat HaTorah. Some will sit ben gavra le gavra, between the aliyot, some people will sit down. Some will even remain standing, not only during the aliyah, but even between the aliyot. That's minhag Ashkenaz. Aval. לדעת מרן השולחן ערוך, סימן קוף מבאר סעיד ד', אין לדעת הארי הקדוש in שער הכוונות, מנהג הספרדים is not only may we sit down during Kriyat HaTorah? Rather what? You should be, according to Kabbalah, a person should be seated bedavka during Kriyat HaTorah. So back to this, and that's the prevalent in Hagas Faradim. So he says back to square one. If you're sitting the rest of Kriyat HaTorah, and then, okay, I know you're reading the rest of the parasha, but if by the rest of the Kriyat HaParasha, you're seated, and all of a sudden you pop up out of your seat, Praseret HaDibirot, what does that show? That shows a certain, you know, extra hashivut to Aseret HaDibirot, which we're trying to avoid. So that's a stickle baya.
No, Rav.
Now, who's that?
Daniel.
Yes, Daniel.
So if the Rav of the Kahal goes up, do you have to stand up for the Kriya?
And you show me out. Now, the Chimdat Yamin, who was a Talmid, we don't know exactly who wrote it, but it was Mikbal, and Talmid of the Ariya Kadosh. And this Chimdat Yamin actually brings down, he says, listen to this. Where is it? Yeah. אף על פי שלפי דברי האריזל, אין לעמוד בשעת קריאת ספר תורה, מכל מקום בחג השבועות, יש לעמוד בעת קריאת עשרת הדיברות, מעין דוגמת קבלתם בסיני, וכן נהג מורי זל וכאן עדתו. דארי הקדוש writes בפירוש, what was the meaning of דארי הקדוש by עשרת הדיברות? He stood up. דארי הקדוש himself stood up for עשרת הדיברות. It doesn't say by יתרו and by יתחנן. It says on שבוע. It's possible that also by יתרו ויתחנן, the Kaf Chaim brings that down להלכה. מלן זכור לברכה, after all is said and done, he says, yeah, there is a big machloket achanurim about this, but once we found the Tshuvat HaRambam, the Davar HaMachriya and all these things, he says all of these achanurim did not see the Tshuvat HaRambam, that's for sure, because it came out much later. And if these achanurim would have seen Tshuvat HaRambam, they would have
not so
or change their mind. Mahadurat Yerushalayim, Siman Mem Bamid. Now, again, there are many achronei zmaninu. Maran Zichron Berachah, this was one of his big things, not to stand up during Aseret HaDibirot. He had a big vikuach with a good friend of his. No, well, Moroccans also. Minhag of the Moroccans, Rav Masas, Rabbi Yoshua Maman, in Emek Yoshua. Minhag of Moroccans is to stand. Minhag of the Syrians is also to stand. That was in Shelot Uchot Yeskil Abdi, which was written by a donor, Ovadia Hadaya. Chaver Bedina Gadol, he was also tremendous in Kubal. Hadaya is a Syrian last name. Minhag of the Syrians, also to stand. Mashadis, they stand. I don't know about the rest of the Parsim, but Mikol Makom, apparently it is some sort of ancient minhag among many Aidot in the Sfaradim. So he went back and forth. Dat Manan Zichron Lebracha himself, is that the Rambam trumps everybody else?
The Rambam said explicitly don't?
Yes.
That's what
he said. That was the shame. That was the shame. And the Rambam said, no. Yeah. And, you know, you start talking to Moroccans about the Rambam, right? It's kind of funny. But anyway, you know, minhagim are very important. You have to know. The best thing to do, there's a tshuva about this from a Gaoner out of Mazuz Shlita, which is printed in the Mishnah B'Reish Matzliach, from him, he says the best idea, which saves a lot of problems, and this is to be Yotze Kol HaDe'ot, which is also alluded to in the Yechavidah, Chelek Aleph Siman Chofet Matalmer. Either that, but what do you mean remain standing? Why would you remain standing before him? I mean, what does that help? You're not standing for the rest of the time. Do something to make you stand that would make you stand at other times as well, i.e., give the aliyah to the, you know, to the Rosh Hashiva or to the Rav Marad HaAtra. Why? Because when you do that, since the minhag anyway is whenever the Rav Marad HaAtra or the Rosh Hashiva gets the aliyah, everybody stands up for him. Yes, I had that question. But anyway, since everybody's standing up, and over there, the aliyah, by the way, in Yitro, it's aliyah shishi.
Yeah.
But it's also afia, so it's best aliyah. And in Aliyah Shishi, you don't start right from Anukhi Ashrutecha. You start a few psukim before. So what? You stand, it's fine. You're standing up from the Rav, for the Rav, a few psukim before. Akol besede. Here's the issue with it. The issue is,
that, like Simon just asked, he asked a good question, which I never really, I thought of it to myself, if it's your Rabbu Amuva, or if it's your Rosh Hashiva, or whatever it is, and you usually remain standing for the entire Aliyah, Shamati. But in general, if it's not a person's Rabbu Amuva, if it's the Rabbu of a shul, in general, most people don't remain standing unless he has Mamash Tamidim Muvakim. They don't remain standing the whole Aliyah. When do they remain standing for? Brachot, yeah. And then they sit down. Some people stand up again for the last brachot. Yesh kaze, yesh kaze. But most people, now that you're remaining standing for the rest of the Aliyah, look, I don't mean, what's the answer to that? There's a very simple answer. I just thought of an answer.
So,
Zchut Rabim. I just thought of an answer, huh? But I never remain standing. And now I'm remaining standing. Everybody understands that I'm doing it for Aseret Dibidur. What's the answer to that concern? How do we resolve that concern? Very simple. It's passive. I didn't do anything. I stood up when I should have stood up, which is with the rest of the Kaal for the beginning of the Aliyah of the Rav. I didn't sit down. The fact that I didn't sit down, now you're going to tell me it's Tarom et Aminim. Don't push it. Tarom et Aminim is when you do something actively. When you do something, the kumbase, you read, you stand up. That's Tarom et Aminim. That gives fodder to that fans the flames of the heretics. But to remain standing passively when you're already standing, that's fine.
Is the whole Aliyah consisting of Aseret HaDibro, or there's other stuff also? You could say that you're standing.
So, like we said,
it's not like you're specifically standing just for that. The Aliyah consists of other things as well.
The Aliyah does begin with a few psukim before Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. It starts before Aseret HaDibrot. It does end with the last of the Aseret HaDibrot, right? Lo tachmod eshet re'echa ve'avdo ba'amato v'shuro v'chamoro v'echol. End of Aliyat Shishi is the end of the Aseret HaDibrot. But the beginning of Aliyat Shishi is a few psukim before. So that would be fine. So that's the best thing. So either, you know, some Bat Knesset have the minhag to just honor the Rav with it. Some, if you're not in such a Bat Knesset, so, you know, somebody jump in and buy it for him. Mayesh, Zakarat HaTov, Yasu Kacha. Lama no? Yeah?
Yesh Bezanashu. I wish I was in Queens, Rabbi, this week.
Maze?
I wish I was at your shul this week, Rabbi.
No, I don't. It's, I give it to my shver. Anyway, Bikitsur.
It's never too late, and you could always buy it right now. Rabbi, sell it to him. $5,000.
Joe, chill out, Joe.
Anyway, Bikitsur. So let's just.
That's why Joel split it with you.
Yeah. No, but it goes for, you know, it's very funny. I was also thinking, I spoke about it this week in jest, but I do think, if Ta'arom et Aminim, you see how much the poskim are concerned about, you know, not giving fodder to the meaning. Yeah, I'll give you an example of what happened last week. Last week was Parashat Beshalach. You know, Parashat Beshalach is chock full of expensive aliyot. You know that.
Segulas.
Right. Aliyat Revi'i, Ze Shirat Hayam. Aliyat Shishi, Parashat Aman. When the Gabbai in our shul last week was selling the Aliyot, so yeah, Aliyat Kohen, Uvnei Yisrael Yotzeim Biyadrama, whatever it is, you know, we're not Meshari, so we don't have a million Kohanim. So, you know what I'm saying? So good, Chai, twice, three times fine, Yodea Mazel. Then it comes Aliyat Revi'i, Shirat Hayam, Ani Hashem Rofecha, wow! Then the Michael start coming out. 101, 202, 303, Tach, going on. So, Aliyat Shishi, forget about it. Aliyat Shishi Zema, Aliyat Shishi, Parashat Aman, Parnasa, forget it. Parashat Aman, 707, 1,000. Aliyat Hamishi, Misken Mawasa, right? Aliyat Hamishi never did anything to anybody. Yeah, you see what's Hamishi back to, you know. Hamishi is the beginning of Parashat Aman when Am Yisrael complained. But anyway, yeah, that was the complaining part. By the way, some poskim actually say, they argue on Maran and say not to say Parashat Aman every day. You know that. Although Maran says it's good to, there's other Acharonim that say not to say Parashat Aman every day. You know why, Matt? Because there's a bunch of embarrassing episodes of Am Yisrael in Parashat Aman. They complained. Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't leave over they left over. Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't go out on Shabbat to look for it. They did it. Not they. You know, the Ten Vaviram. But anyway, Mikol Makom, you know, if anything, you know, look at this Shabbat also. Joe, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How do you think the Aliyot are going to look at the Shabbat? You're going to sell what? You're going to sell, you know, Kohen, Levi, Israel, a few times. High. You're going to get the Aliyot to see.
5,000 sold.
That's not Ta'arumet Aminim? You don't think that's Ta'arumet Aminim? That all of the rest of the Aliyot of the Parashah are being sold for Chai. And Aseret HaDibirot is being sold for you know,
it's just like now. Last week, Az Yashir, you know?
That's what I'm asking.
So displaced.
Again, I'm not going to say not to auction. But if Ta'arumet Aminim is an issue, so, you know, you should have some Gibor Chai and some Nachshon Ben Aminadav jump up and for a few of the other Aliyot of Shabbat, spend a few $100 for one of the other Aliyot or two of the other Aliyot also. Joe, what do you say? Good idea?
Agree, 100%.
Lo kacha?
100%, I agree.
Go up. But I tell the shul all the time. You know, some people have the, oh, yeah, parashat aman, shirat hayam, is it? Aseret ha-dibirot.
Olam mosifin, mosifin
la-shamayim. It's the same God, the same Torah Kedosha. You're reading the same holy words. You're reading the same Divrei Elohim Chaim. Don't be an idiot. Don't think that, you know, that one is more chashuv than the other. Absolutely not. Do hashkavot really work?
I mean, Arizal brings it.
I know, but I'm saying like overdoing, overkill hashkavot. So why do people do it? Because it's like a spiritual, you know, taking a spiritual bread, right? It gives them a thing. You know what I'm saying? Matt, stop laughing. Anyway, right, Matt?
Really, Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah. Anyway, Rabotai, let me explain to you. Segulot, I said a nice word last week, and I think it's emet. Segulot are like hard money loans. Okay. When you take a hard money loan, you get cash on demand. You have the cash in your hand. But in general, you know, depending on who you're getting it from, but in general, if you're getting a hard money loan, the people who are giving it to you are going to be, well, they're going to be very, very adamant that they get back their money in a timely manner. Right, Matt? And if you don't, there's going to be problems. Segulot are like hard money loans. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays in full. You come, you do the segula, kmo shetzarich, fine. But after you do the segula, you got to work hard to pay back that loan. Because otherwise you get in trouble. If a person only focuses on the loan and spends it and doesn't work on making back the money to pay back a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not going to end well. Hey, put down that crowbar, man. Anyway, so anyway, why do you have a crowbar in the office? Anyway, that's such a mad thing. Yeah, it's a crowbar. You have an axe in the office? Anyway, so Rabotai, that's with regards to Aseret HaDibirot. We'll just pause for a moment and start the new shiur on the parasha. Don't go anywhere. Hold on a second. End, Michael?
Where's your recording?
Just going to record
the
block. Stop. But they...